You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio for our weekly catch-up with RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. And we're actually in Glasgow today for the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference at the Science Centre here in Glasgow. Hello, Matt, and nice to see you up in Scotland.
Toby, hello. No, always a pleasure to come up to Scotland. We have an incredibly strong team here and a strong geographical presence in Edinburgh and Glasgow, so it's always great to come up to Scotland.
And it's been a really interesting conference. I'm actually recording this at the end of the first day, and there's been some really good discussions, some good keynote speeches as well.
No, it's been a really good blended programme. I've been sitting, listening avidly, because it's sort of made me challenge some preconceptions and some ideas actually about what we do in the RNIB and the opportunities we've got to sort of push technology both inside the RNIB but also outside the RNIB. I think, I said a really good blended conference. It's been great to get a lot of sort of VI users and people working in the tech industry on a variety of panels, because I think we've had a really sort of very acute insight actually on a number of interesting areas, as well as having at the end a very good panel of sort of entrepreneurs who've all got, you know, things developing at the moment which could be very, very interesting to aid navigation for blind and partially sighted people. So, no, I've really enjoyed it. And a good international flavour. We've had the Portuguese Minister for Disability, who just sort of closed the first day with actually a very sort of thorough update of what's happening in Portugal on a variety of accessible sort of angles. And we started the day with I think, Axel Lablaz, a French guy who heads up the sort of institution of people who come together to work on disability, well connected into the United Nations and other sort of supranational bodies. So it's not just been a UK conference, we've had a really good international dimension as well.
And there's obviously lots of things that the RNIB is doing around technology. And you briefly sort of mentioned on sort of things that have sort of developed over the last 20 years. And it's good to see that, you know, sort of technology is getting better for blind and partially sighted people.
No, I mean, I said in my remarks how I knew from my previous life working in Carphone Warehouse what a great enabler technology was, you know, at the advent a decade ago of the smartphone and the tablet. And we've had that played back today in spades by a number of people who've spoken about how much their life has been changed by particularly Apple products, actually, where accessibility has clearly been sort of baked in at the very, very early stages of development of hardware and software. I think for us as the RNIB, it sort of reminds us about our internal use of technology as an organisation. So we should be, you know, a beacon of accessibility in all dimensions, including the use of technology. And I think we're probably a bit multi-speed at the moment. I think we're very good on things like the physical environment, and our new building in London is evidence of that. I think we're getting better at the use of technology. I think that we should be a sort of 21st century brand when it comes to how our customers engage with us, because it should be an experience which is every bit as slick as they will get from engaging with lots of other organisations they would sort of work with or deal with on a daily basis, whether it's doing an online shop or booking a transport ticket or doing their online banking, you know, all those sorts of things. We should be as slick as that, and I think we've got some way to go to do that, albeit we have invested well in things like our customer engagement systems over the last couple of years.
And today is also a bit of a celebration. It's the RNIB Connect Radio's 20th anniversary year this year, and we've got an event to go to this evening, but it's good to be able to, whilst we're in Glasgow, to sort of celebrate for the sort of 20th birthday of RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Connect Radio is something I really value in the organisation. I visited quite a bit to the our headquarters in Partick in Glasgow, and you know, we've been having fair few conversations internally about making sure we support, you know, the next 20 years of Connect Radio and be quite certain on our ambitions for it. Actually, we have 80,000 listeners now, which is great, but what can we do to really sort of use the radio station to support our strategy to get the UK to become a sort of perfect country for blind and partially sighted? But I think there's more we can do, and you know, one of the things I'm having discussions about when I'm in Glasgow now is, you know, what do we do to maybe, you know, move our building, because we've had a great relationship with Glasgow Council, which will come to an end at some point, into a different location in Glasgow that allows us to, you know, maybe have a stronger, more visible footprint in the city, and generally help showcase what we do in the radio station.
Well, if you have any questions or want to find out more about life as a blind or partially sighted person, there's lots of information on the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk. And you can also listen to RNIB Connect Radio through the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk/connect-radio. And, of course, you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for joining me here in Glasgow, and we'll speak soon.
No, Toby, my pleasure. I mean, well done for going around getting a few interviews of people today, striking while the iron was hot, as it were, as well as hosting one of the really good sessions this afternoon. So you've had a busy day yourself. So thank you very much to you.